Literary Scape presents the historical inspirational book club podcast, the first of its kind. This show is for those who love clean romance adventure stories from the 1800s. Welcome, everyone. I have a few announcements before we get into our episode today. First of all, I cannot believe it's Black Friday again. I hope everyone enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday. And for those of you still celebrating, I hope your time with family is blessed. We have a great novella discussion coming up soon, but I wanted to share a few announcements first. Before we get to those, I just wanted to thank all our listeners for your support. We enjoy bringing you new reads, author interviews, entertaining stories, and inspiration. There are some exciting things coming next year for all of you. Now, before we look to next year, let's talk about what is happening right now. First, I want to remind everyone that you will want to make sure you sign up for the Literary Scape Book Club podcast. The link is below this blog post for this episode. This is the best way to keep in touch and posted on new adventures, which we have a lot of new adventures coming next year that I'm very excited to roll out to you. And right now, I have a Black Friday deal going on for my Historical Christian Romance Writers Group. If you are an aspiring author and you want to write historical Christian romance, then I would love to have you join my writing group. Now, until Cyber Monday, you can get your first month of membership at just $27. After that, it goes up to $37 a month. And this is just a great way to dip your toe in and see if this is right for you. I offer monthly trainings with experts in the writing, publishing, and marketing fields, bi-weekly critique meetings to keep your writing on track, a private Facebook group, and an online resource library with a variety of growing courses on writing, publishing, and marketing your novels. Just click the link below to learn more. All right, before I spill the beans on what's coming up next year, I'm going to end my announcements. So you'll want to stay tuned because we do have some very exciting announcements coming up at the end of this year. And then as we kick off the 2024 season in January. Now, let's get back to the book club. In this episode,
Tiffany,
Jamie,
and Melissa will be discussing Leaving Waverly by Sarah R. Turnquist.
Disillusioned by the war and prejudice, can this Southern belle trust in love? Lauren Crawford is nothing she should be. Put off by the war between the states and her own experience with the slaves on her father's plantation, she longs for something more. Under the control of her parents, there is not much room for anything but submission. Still, she dares to defy them and reach out to a sharecropper's family on her father's land. The war changed Tom Matthews, and he has plans of going beyond his father's humble farm. He will do whatever it takes to make those dreams come true. Nothing will stand in his way until he meets her. Drawn to the Southern belle, he would rather despise, he is soon caught up in the situation not of his own making. How much is too much for the one he loves? Dare he sacrifice his dream?
I love it. This was a good one. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. And it's like, it's a novella. It's super short. If you can see it on Tiff's screen there. And it's the kickoff, really. It's the matriarch and patriarch's love story. So I have to ask, what were your thoughts on the scene where Tom and Lauren first meet? It's intense because she helped him put his horse down because his horse broke its leg, if you remember.
I fell in love with her at that scene. Like from there on, she was probably one of my favorites. Like she just, like she had no knowledge of anything or how, and she just knew and she just did. And
Didn't even know him. Was just like, I'm here to support you. Mm-hmm. She was so,
so kind.
What did you think of Lauren from beginning to end of the story? Did you know, like at first, she's quietly bold. Mm-hmm. Not the way to put it. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's keeping things secret from her dad, but she is doing things that are right, but against her dad's wishes. And then she just gets at the end, which we'll go. I'll just go ahead and say it a little bit. I don't know if I had it further in the list, but like when her dad literally hunts her down with dogs, mm-hmm. like a slave with dogs and men on horses. And that's when she finally turns bold and is like, mm-hmm. what do you think about her? I mean, did you enjoy her journey from beginning to end?
I did.
Yeah.
Like, you knew why she was being quiet, too. It's like, mm-hmm. yes, she wasn't loud, bold, but you understood it. Mm-hmm. And you just had a lot of respect for her. Because it was like she did the right thing regardless.
Even
right.
though she knew, man, mm-hmm. this is going to cost me.
Yeah.
But I think she was more worried about what's it going to cost
them.
Yeah.
If it's found out. But, what did you think of Tom from beginning to end? Because he didn't... He was kind of a jerk at the beginning.
Because
he had this like set perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't like how he was with his family at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just went, that book went really fast.
It did go fast.
So it didn't really give a lot of time. I mean, we saw what he did and the mm-hmm. actions throughout the story. I don't feel like we got to really know him other than he wanted to make it his way in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met her and then that became his world. So,
and he tried to push her away at first too, because mm-hmm. he was like, oh, the plantation owner's daughter. Yeah, right. You know, right. Mm-hmm. She's probably some snob. And then when he sees all the things that she's doing, he changes his mind. But it's funny you say he moved away. He was like, I want to be my own man on my own, you know. And it's funny because that comes back to play
uh-huh.
with his son later on, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in the next episode. What did you think of Lauren's parents, though? Her mom and dad.
Her dad was just evil. I think I even have a note like at the end. Like, I'm glad her father suddenly came around. But do we trust him? Like, I don't know. I just, that's my note. Like, I just did not.
I just don't know how those parents, how they got such a good daughter out of how they treated her, I guess.
Like mom
the dinner
was
table
like,
conversation. Oh. It would just made you sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my next question.
Makes me
how
grateful
did you react
for my
to
parents.
The vicious way her father told her what happened to her childhood friend?
It was sick.
It just reminds me why God put me in this generation, because I probably would have lashed out. Like, I don't know how you wouldn't. I don't mm-hmm. control my emotions that well, apparently, but I'm like, you're horrible.
I thought that was...
Oh, man. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. And then her mom just ignores her all the mm-hmm. time.
Her mom reminds me of, I don't know, in the movies where you get the mom that's always drinking and always, like, passed out.
In her own world. Mm-hmm.
Own little world, yeah. Just oblivious to...
Like, I did my wifely duty and gave him an error. And
yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Her best friend used to be the daughter of, was the daughter of Mammy and the butler,
mm-hmm.
who were so sweet to her. So bad for them, because they knew all along what had happened to their daughter, but she didn't.
Ugh, and the realization when she realizes that.
Yes.
When she puts two and two together, it's like, oh, my gosh, no wonder he's so sad all the time. It's like,
yeah. Well, did you enjoy their fast-paced love story? Because it was, like you said, it went fast. It's only like 100 some pages. I can't remember. It's really short.
I did.
Mm-hmm. It did. And it really sets you up for the mm-hmm. next one.
For the next one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Hey, everyone. If you enjoy our content, please consider following us on Rumble, Instagram, and your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for your support. And until next time, happy and blessed reading.